Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPW, share number 147. That's Bais Panimi share for women, share number 147. We're talking now about connection, and we're going to talk about the three main modes of connection, because there are three common reasons why people aren't making these connections. Number one is they don't spend enough time together. Number two is they're not tuned into each other. And number three is they're not intimate. So we're going to talk about each one separately. Time. Let's talk about time. Everyone says they don't have time. There's 24 hours in the day, 7 days in the week. We all have the same amount of time. And the question is how we choose to spend it. I know it's not simple as that, because some people are in matzovim, where they're forced to do things because of mamash hechrich, they have to, which gives them less time to focus on certain things. So it's not so simple. But the idea is, though, is if you prioritize what really is important to you, you end up making time. If someone was in that infatuation point at any point in their lives, or other things that they were passionate about and feel joyous about, they make time to find that a priority. Even if they, quote unquote, have no time in their life, they make time for this. Spending time in a loving relationship gives you energy. You get back more than you give. In many cases, couples have access to more time together than they use. They say to themselves, it's not such a big incentive. Why should I spend time with my husband or wife right now? But so that's the idea, to ask yourself that. What would motivate a couple to spend more time with each other in a healthy way? So there's a time when there's different types of times. There's time when you're alone time, meaning you yourself. Then there are times where one-on-one with your husband, intimate time. And then there's times where you're in a group of three or more, whether it's with your children or with other people. So everyone has different formulas based on their personality, on what they're, how they formulate, how much percentage of time do they need that alone time for themselves? How much time do they need one-on-one with each other, a husband and wife together? And how much time do they need with other people socially, and so on and so forth? So part of perhaps working on this relationship between a husband and a wife in this area is to be honest with themselves. They both probably do need to spend more time together, but maybe one has much more of a higher expectation than the other. But the idea is to take that time, no matter how busy things are. And even on days that it's crazy, crazy busy, there are ways to pick up the phone call and maintain the connection. There are ways where we mentioned that big tzaddikim, that they were learning and busy with klal all day long, but they spend, whether it's a meal or to have tea or something, 15 minutes a day, a half hour a day, where they sat just with their wives and they talked things over, they ate together or were together like that. So it's a matter not just of quantity of time, but of quality of time. So in situations and times where you could spend more quantity as well, just spending more time with another, that is very, very ideal. But even in those situations where you can't, then there's something called quality time, where you really spend that quality time together. Even if it's just right now, we have to go, we have other things we need to do, we will carve out these 20 minutes. So it's not a great amount of time in quantity, but it's a great amount of time in quality if you choose it to use it right. So that goes to our second thing. We talked about the first problem is they don't have enough time with each other. The second one is they're not tuned into each other. That's what quality time really does. One of the most powerful ways couples connect is through being attuned to each other, which means to truly pay attention, to take an interest, to show that you care, to show that you care. Pat Love, she's the author of this book that we're going through now. Her husband demonstrated it. They're not Jewish, so Saturday is just a relaxing day. And they were sitting in bed early one Saturday morning, and they were reading the newspaper and drinking coffee. And her husband took out a page that he was reading, tore out a section, and handed it to his wife. he saw something that she would be interested in or felt she would be interested in. That is tuned in. That is connection. Right? Or just explaining, this is one of the many reasons I love you so much, and express that. And so on. The listening, the watching, the remembering, the showing that you're tuned in, the showing that you care, the things that you remember, and so on and so forth with that. So how well are you attuned to your husband? How could you improve on that? How well have you been paying attention to your husband? What can you do better in regards to that? And to know things about him. What's his high points? What's his low points? What does your husband worry about? What's his world? How does he manage stress? Who does he look up to? What does he care about? What he doesn't? What activity would he enjoy? What would make him more excited or more enthusiastic about life? Again, everything we're saying here in these shiurim, we say to the men equally. Intimacy, of course, is into me see. It's a well-known connection with this word, which means that when you're intimate, you want look into my personal world in a personal level. See a part of me that ordinarily is not seen. And I want to see a part of you that's ordinarily not seen. A deeper understanding of your thoughts and of your feelings, of your ideas and your aspirations, so I could better relate to you, so that we could connect. And sometimes Pat Love said that she had couples that she counseled that had that through this intimate connection, working through this, these barriers that they had, these walls disappear. And couples that thought that they were miles apart, they could discover over time familiarity with one another. People that had no hope of encouragement of ever connecting, by going through this process and revealing their deepest fears and concern and caring, that love is recaptured and that love is renewed. So here is a few things that you could ask yourself. Do you have the ability to listen to your husband without interruption as he talks and is sharing something with you? Could you continue to hear something from your husband even if you're disagreeing? In other words, he's saying something that you don't necessarily agree with, but do you have that capacity to absorb that space? I may not agree with it, but I'm going to accept that he's saying it and understand this point of view. And do you have the patience to hear it all? You know, could you sit quietly as your husband explains his position that may not be your position? Or the tolerating of constructive criticism? Or do I have the ability to be calm even if right now my husband is not calm? Sometimes it's not a matter of listening. Sometimes I need to talk more. Maybe I need to communicate more that way. Or sometimes when I give over information, I may be giving it over in a judgmental way instead of a non-judgmental way. When I disagree with my husband, what tone of voice do I use? What type of wording do I use? Again, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing and showing a difference of opinion. That's healthy in a marriage and different things. But how do I express it? How will you express yourself when you know your husband may not like what you're going to say, but you word it with that patient derech eretz? And it's so important, this aspect of it that we talked about here. And there needs to be a balance. Sometimes you need to recharge your batteries and you need to be alone. If you're an introvert, you need to charge your batteries and be alone. Sometimes if you're an extrovert, you need to charge your batteries by going out with a couple of friends and being social that way. Whatever it may be. But then comes the time that's important for the both of you, the one-on-one time. The one-on-one time, the connection. So to review again, these three things that are very, very important. These three things that cause problems in connection, and how to go, in the other direction to promote the connection, is number one, is they don't spend enough time. That they don't spend enough time together, and it's not just quantity time, but if you can't do that, the quality time, both. And being in tune with one another, working on getting in tune with one another, and the third thing is to be intimate with one another. and sexual intimacy, or the intimacy of touch. And we're going to elaborate a little bit on that in the next year. But again, it really is a designed purpose. It's a goal. It's an achievement to try to reach that goal of connectivity. And you daven for it, and you work towards it, and the Shekhinah comes down and is with the both of you, and you feel it, and you feel that connection. And may we all experience that bracha in our married lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.